recognizing that. So I think this is one of the most serious issues in the entire state of Michigan. So I thought it was important that we get people on board, we roll up our sleeves and go to work. So the good part is I had some great people from my office. Again, the Attorney General was part of this. A number of people were part of this. And as you can probably see from the press release, there's several organizations, private organizations involved in this that all needed to come together to get both a shorter and longer-term solution to having an affordable and better energy solution for the Upper Peninsula. And I think that's where we ended up. So this was a lot of negotiating going on because, again, as you look, there were at least four major agreements coming out of this in some fashion between various parties. So this was not easy work, but it was well done. And we just need to make sure we follow through that these all get executed now. Because what this will do is really allow that supplemental fee to come off, hopefully by summertime, actually create a situation where it'll be gone then. Then there'll be a situation where we'll see new power generation being built in the UP that will provide more reliable power and a better power situation. So it's a good outcome for people of the Upper Peninsula and the entire state.
One of the things on this is it looks like basically if all of this comes to fruition, the Upper Peninsula Power Company in particular will really gain a role in being the Upper Peninsula's power generator manager and the company that would be in charge of those things. How big of a part was that to make sure that the power for the UP is created and managed in the UP?
That was very important because this is where part of the issues were coming from is the whole issue of having so much transmission coming from Wisconsin and the relationship between Wisconsin and Michigan, I wanted to clarify if we could. So one of our goals was to try to say, let's get the UP taking care of the UP in an affordable fashion.
One of the other factors in this discussion is also the role of Cliffs Natural Resources that originally when they made the decision not to purchase energy from the Presque Isle Power Plant, a lot of this all started up, caused some of these matters. Now Cliffs has said that at least in the time frame between now and 2020, that they would look at purchasing a majority of their power from UPCO if they end up as the owners of Presque Isle Power Plant. How did you get Cliffs involved into this particular conversation and have them step up?
Well, they were good to work with in terms of, again, as we went through all the issues, we tried to say, how can we get them a solution that will work for them to be economically successful? And that's important because they're a big job creator. A lot of people work for Cliff, and they're a big energy user. So how do we help them both short-term and long-term? So this was, how do you come up with a win-win between multiple parties? And that's what this was about. So the Presque Isle Power Plant, you know, will now be acquired by UPCO. So that's the solution that can work for several years until the emission standards really make that not a viable solution anymore. But in the meantime, we'll have a power solution that will be helping Cliffs be successful. We're going to have new power generation built at Cliffs site that will help the UP longer term in terms of natural gas fired plant. So that will be in compliance with the new rules and be more environmentally sound. We've got long-term solutions going in place. So this worked out well. Again, my only concern is it's not a fully done deal. We've got the term sheets done. Let's make sure we get it done.
We're speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning, talking about the developments with the energy matters concerning the Presque Isle Power Plant and more in the Upper Peninsula. And Governor, you mentioned that this is a preliminary groundwork. It has been laid. There has been some very good conversations about this. It appears that everybody is on board, but what's left now? What do we need to watch for?
Just getting the agreements done and signed. And the good part is we're already working hard on that. Because one of the concerns, I mean, this is very complicated for the average consumer to follow all these different agreements. Really what was taking place is people were seeing as they were having to pay that SSR payment, that additional fee on their utility bills, that was a lot. And so the question is, how do we make that go away and how do we create an environment to make sure we don't see it come back? And so that's really what this was about. So we're hopefully going to see these agreements, all these transactions get done by summertime at the latest in terms of being implemented. So that fee will go away by hopefully July or so.
Well, we do know it's not an easy thing to get all of these players to the table and actually to get them to agree. So we do certainly want to say thank you for the efforts that you're doing on a state level and all of the other agencies that are involved. We'll keep a close eye on it. And I guess as we wrap up with you here this morning, what should consumers now be, I guess, waiting for? There's a potential timetable. What do they need to be thinking of as this moves forward?
Well, again, unfortunately, we can't get it to go away today, the supplemental fee. But what I would say is, we're looking to get it away by summertime. So it is something that they won't have to permanently deal with. And again, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have had that, but I think we responded very well to this situation to say, let's get a solution in place to make that fee go away, and then longer term, how do we get more reliable, better, affordable power in the UP? Because I view that as one of the top issues in the state of Michigan. So the good part is I think we've made a lot of progress on it.